We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
A couple of misfits. James Robinson.
You can't call the cops on Santa.
Travis Box.
No wonder Santa lost his mind. We can't do this.
The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
It is Operation Helping Our Heroes on AM 860, The Answer. We're your couple of misfits. I'm James, and that's Travis. Okay, we've been talking about this most of the show. On the phone right now, we have someone with Antifa. They've agreed to come on and help us to understand what they're about. Well, we've been working through some back channels for a while now to set this up. We've been able to secure an interview with one of their members.
Now, he's asked us to alter his voice to remain anonymous, and we've obliged. But no questions are off the table, and nothing is out of bounds.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. What should we call you?
Doug.
Obviously, that isn't your real name.
Of course not. That's how you get put on watch list, and you know what happens when you get on the wrong list.
No, we completely understand. So, Doug, what was it that drew you to the Antifa movement?
The what?
The Antifa movement. What was it that,
I'm not part of Antifa.
I'm sorry, Doug. We were told that you were with Antifa.
No, I'm with Antifa La La.
Pardon me?
Antifa La La.
We were led to believe you were with Antifa, and we wanted to talk to you about...
Most of you have lived your lives completely blind to the truth. You see the decorations and the lights. You have no idea of the way you're being manipulated by that full, festive, fat son of a...
Whoa, Doug, you can't use that type of language on the air.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm a champion for social justice. Please allow me to rephrase... That overweight son of a...
No, stop it. Hey, Doug, that's your last warning. If you do that again, we're going to have to hang up on you.
What are you going to do? Put coal in my stocking? Fascist.
To be honest with you, Doug, I was today years old when I found out that Antifa-la-la even existed.
That's because you drank the nog, man. The Jolly Red Menace has you all so concerned about whether you're naughty or nice that you can't see what's really happening. Like the elves.
The elves?
Yeah, the elves. No one ever talks about how the fur-covered fat man enslaved an entire race and condemned them to miserable lives of hard labor with no money and only cookies and candy for sustenance. It's genocide by diabetes. You ever hear of blood diamonds? Were those presents he leaves under the tree? Blood toys. Choo-choos and wooden soldiers made by tiny hands. Tiny, bound hands.
If they're bound, how do they make the toys?
The reindeer! What right does that bearded tyrant have playing creator, genetically modifying a majestic creature, just like Monsanto? He's like... Monsanto! I just made that up!
Doug, I have to say I'm really skeptical about all of this.
Are you skeptical of giving up your civil rights, sugar plum? Constantly being watched, listened to, reports made, names on lists?
What sort of proof do you have that any of this is real, Doug?
We have... Many sources that corroborate my own personal findings.
Sources like what?
The dark web.
Really?
And Alex Jones.
I don't think I heard that episode, Doug.
I subscribe to the secret podcast.
Of course you do.
Doug, we're up against, well, not wanting to talk to you anymore. What is it that Antifa-la-la wants? What's your ultimate goal?
We have a list of demands.
I thought you didn't like lists.
Shut up.
First, no Christmas stuff in stores until after Halloween.
Okay, I kind of agree with that one.
Second, recognize that Christmas music in stores is cruel and unusual punishment to the employees.
Okay. I'm kind of with them here.
Yeah, I worked a few Black Fridays myself.
Next, instill in all children that the spirit of the holiday is not store-bought or made up in some far-off workshop by indentured elf kind, but rather it's a time of reflection, peace, love, and goodwill to all creatures, big and small.
I don't believe it. I think I'm starting to come around to this.
I'm not sure I'm anti-fa-la-la, but I might be a sympathizer.
I mean, we should all be trying to live our lives like...
And finally, you tickle me, Elmo.
What? What was that last demand?
A new in-the-box batteries included official Sesame Street license Tickle Me Elmo. Seriously, or we will march on every town from Gladstone to somewhere in Northeast, like Killingsworth-ish. No, Elmo, no.
We want to apologize to our listeners for that.
We were clearly given some bad information.
It's Operation Helping Our Heroes
on AM860, The Answer, the new K-Pan.
No.
So we're not saying they're defective. But
here's your problem. Someone set this thing to evil.
It's Operation Helping Our Heroes with James and Travis.
Nog Light presents Real Men of Christmas.
Real Men of Christmas.
Today we salute you, Mr. Last Minute Gas Station Christmas Shopper Guy.
Mr. Last Minute Gas Station Christmas Shopper Guy.
You believe that everything happens in its own time, and that time is usually way too late.
I had my shopping done in October.
But desperate times call for creative measures, and the Gas & Go could be the Christmas miracle for all your family's holiday wishes.
And you're running low on smokes.
So, like a very bad Santa, you pack your sleigh with 30 Slim Jims, a crumpled straw cowboy hat with a Lynyrd Skynyrd patch, and a $5 Powerball Quick Pick. Shopping done.
No, you really shouldn't have.
And because your choices are as questionable as Gas & Go Sushi, here's to you, Mr. Last Minute Gas Station Christmas Shopper Guy.
Mr. Last Minute Gas Station Christmas Shopper Guy.
Eat gas station sushi responsibly.
Like socks and underwear on Christmas morning.
Ooh, I'm socks.
Aww.
The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
The following is a letter home from PFC Jesse A. Givens to his pregnant wife Melissa and a young son Dakota from Iraq, dated April 22nd, 2003.
My family. I never thought I would be writing a letter like this. I really don't know where to start. I've been getting bad feelings, though, and, well, if you're reading this... I am forever in debt to you, Dakota, and the Bean. I searched all my life for a dream, and I found it in you. I would like to think I made a positive difference in your lives. I will never be able to make up for the bad. I am so sorry. The happiest moments in my life all deal with my little family. I will always have with me the small moments we all shared. The moments when you quit taking life so serious and smiled. The sounds of a beautiful boy's laughter or the simple nudge of a baby unborn. You will never know how complete you have made me, each one of you. You saved me from loneliness, taught me how to think beyond myself. You taught me how to live and to love. You opened my eyes to a world I never dreamed existed. I am proud of you. Stay on the path you chose. Never lose sight of what is important again, you and your babies. Dakota, you are more son than I could ever ask for. I can only hope I was half the dad. You taught me how to care until it hurts. You taught me how to smile again. You taught me that life isn't so serious and sometimes you have to play. You have a big, beautiful heart. Through life, you need to keep it open and follow it. Never be afraid to be yourself. I will always be there in our park when you dream so we can still play. I hope someday you will have a son like mine. Make them smile and shine just like you. I love you, Toad. I hope someday you will understand why I didn't come home. Please be proud of me. Please don't stop loving life. Take in every breath like it's your first. I love you, Toad. I will always be there with you. I'll be in the sun, shadows, dreams, and joys of your life. Bean, I never got to see you, but I know in my heart you are beautiful. I know you will be strong and big-hearted like your mom and brother. I will always have with me the feel of the soft nudges on your mom's belly and the joy I felt when I found out you were on your way. I dream of you every night. I always will. Don't ever think that since I wasn't around that I didn't love you. You were conceived of love, and I came to this terrible place for love. I love you as I do your mom and brother with all my heart and soul. I love you, Bean. I have never been so blessed as the day I met Melissa Dawn Benfield. You are my angel, soulmate, wife, lover, and best friend. I am so sorry. I did not want to have to write this letter. There is so much more I need to say, so much more I need to share. A lifetime's worth. I married you for a million lifetimes. That's how long I will be with you. Please keep my baby safe. Please find it in your heart to forgive me for leaving you alone. Take care of yourself. Believe in yourself. You are a strong, big-hearted woman. Teach our babies to live life to the fullest. Tell yourself to do the same. I will always be there with you, Melissa. I will always want you, need you, and love you in my heart, mind, and soul. Do me a favor. After you tuck Toad and Bean in, give them hugs and kisses from me. Go outside, look at the stars, and count them. Don't forget to smile. Love always, your husband, Jess.
Just 9 days after writing this letter, Private First Class Jesse A. Givens was killed when his tank crashed into the Euphrates River in Iraq. He was 34 years old.
Hey, they didn't get all hopped up on eggnog for nothing. It's Operation Helping Our Heroes with James and Travis on AM 860, The Answer.
The following is a Holiday Fight Championship production. Ho, ho, ho.
Good evening, not-so-silent fight fans, and welcome again to UConn Cornelius Arena for Twas the Fight Before Christmas 25. I'm Bruce Alfberger, alongside Joe Mistletogen, here for a classic Dickensian beatdown.
Would you believe I've never read A Christmas Carol, Bruce?
I'd be surprised if you could read at all, Joe. Now let's go down to the ring as tonight's officiant, Santa Claus, is about to announce our fighters.
Boys and girls, this main event is scheduled for one fall. In this corner, he's the miser with the mostest, the bad hombre of Bahumbug, decreasing the surplus population one challenger at a time, Ebenezer Scrooge!
Wow, he really is a miserable old guy, but he's not afraid of any man.
How about a spirit, Joe?
No clue what you're saying, Bruce.
And in this corner, ready to shake, rattle, and roll right over his opponent, Scrooge's former partner in business and now nothing but pure malice in chains, the ghost of Jacob Marley!
Yes, Jacob Marley wearing the chains he forged in life for tonight's bout.
Those look like they're gonna leave a mark, Bruce.
Well, Santa says they're regulation, and who are we to argue? That's the bell, and Marley comes out swinging.
Yeah, swinging one of those big chains.
Oh! That rung Scrooge's bell like the toll of midnight.
Bruce, is that another ghost that just appeared in the ring?
I'm being told it's the ghost of Christmas Past.
Oh!
And he just clocked Scrooge like the toll of 1 a.m.
Dude, another ghost. Look, another one.
Yes, if you'd read the book, Joe, you would recognize that that's the ghost of Christmas Present.
Well, I think he's about to give Scrooge a present.
Oh, my! And yes, that signals the final ghost in the ring, the ghost of Christmas Future.
I don't think Scrooge has much of a future now. I think Scrooge is trying to talk to someone outside of the candy cage. It looks like a little boy.
I don't believe my eyes, Joe. I think it's Tiny Tim.
Young Tim, I have changed my ways. I do believe in Christmas. I do. Won't you please forgive a doddering old fool?
It looks as though the ghosts have done their job. Scrooge has the Christmas spirit.
Bruce, is that kid handing Scrooge something?
I think it's his crutch. It's a Christmas miracle. Tiny Tim is giving Scrooge his crutch. And no, my mistake, he's handing it to Marley.
And he is just going to town on Scrooge. huge. Is there a goose in the ring now? I think there is.
And there's Bob Cratchit with a bucket full. And this fight has devolved to a melee kalikimaka. Even Santa can't seem to contain the carnage. Now the audience is involved. Oh, the elf vanity. Joe, look out there. Throw a coal and I don't see you.
Hey, they're trying really hard to make it onto the nice list. It's Operation Helping Our Heroes with James and Travis on AM 860, The Answer.
This is the Vague News Network. We're your anchors. More developments in a story we told you about yesterday. Police made an official statement this afternoon. Our reporter was there. Also, a hearing has been set.
Major developments in the ongoing case. The lawyers are expected to make their final arguments tomorrow.
People are already lining up to buy it, and it isn't even on store shelves yet. The new product has been promised to change your life, and is going to be cheaper than first rumored.
And in sports, a major injury is going to keep him out of the next few games. Doctors say he should be ready to go next month.
Season tickets went on sale this morning, and the team couldn't be happier. Despite the higher cost for the coming season, fans are still grabbing up the coveted tickets.
Your source for news when there is news. Be sure to keep it here for all the latest on the Vague News Network.